The Patriots' four-game winning streak is over, but there's no time to worry about that because they're headed to the West Coast to take on San Francisco. Now, the Patriots' offense has pretty much been able to move the ball virtually at will against any team that they face, and I think that will be the case in San Francisco as well. The question is, how do they choose to do it? I think against the Niners, you might want to keep it on the ground for a couple of reasons. First of all, San Francisco absolutely cannot stop the run. They rank dead last, 32nd overall in the league, averaging over 5 yards allowed per carry. I think this is an opportunity for LeGarrette Blount to really pad his stats, add to that league-leading touchdown total, 12 touchdowns rushing so far. I think he's going to come out of this game with a few more. And I think also when you look at this, Rob Gronkowski a little bit banged up, maybe even Tom Brady a little bit banged up. Keep the ball on the ground. Let that offensive line dominate. San Francisco hasn't been able to stop you. I know Bill Belichick said things got a little bit better with Glenn Dorsey back, but until proven otherwise, the Patriots keep the ball on the ground and just pound the rock. Now, the Patriots defense has obviously been struggling lately, and I think that's especially been true when they've been trying to get some heat on the passer. And I don't think that's going to be easy this week either against Colin Kaepernick. Obviously a mobile guy. He's been one of the Niners' best runners since taking over for Blaine Gabbert midway through the season. So I think it's going to be difficult to sort of contain him, but I think that's what they're going to have to do. I don't think you're going to be able to get after this guy, blitz him a ton, and have a lot of sacks at the end of the day. I think you need to keep him in the pocket. Make him throw the football. Make him get the ball downfield to his receivers. Make Jeremy Curley, who has been a Patriots killer in the past, but make him beat you down the field. Don't let Kaepernick get out of the pocket. Get some cheap yardage with his legs because that's how the Patriots will get in trouble. They've done a decent job of containing quarterbacks. Even though they haven't gotten a lot of pressure, they need to continue that with Kaepernick. This is an interesting game for New England, I think, coming off the loss to Seattle. I don't think they played a bad football game. It was a very good game against two of the better teams in the league, but the Patriots came out on the short end of the stick, and obviously we know how the game ended on the one-yard line. So I think it's important that they bounce back. They let the absence of Jamie Collins, you don't want that to linger for that defense, so I'd like to see the defense play a little bit better. You're not playing against a really strong offense here, but I wouldn't be surprised going across the country if it's a little bit of a slow start here for the Patriots. I expect maybe a close game at the half, but I really think the Patriots have just too much. This is not a good football team they're playing. I think at the end of the day, they're going to pull away for an easy 30-17 win.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.